made another list.
World's happiest report. U.S. ranked only 19th, but Nebraska did well. Nebraska was up there as far as the happiest states in the union.
In the United States?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So the poll earlier was we're the least sexiest state, but we're at least happy. So being sexy doesn't mean happy. Happiness doesn't come with being sexy.
We're apparently the 9th happiest state. Hawaii is, of course, number one because, you know, you live in Hawaii. And then Utah, Minnesota, California, and New Jersey, which is sort of an interesting assortment. And then Idaho, Massachusetts, Maryland, Nebraska, and Connecticut.
I mean,
Iowa didn't make it into that top.
There's got to be a reason why we all live here. Happiness is one of the reasons, right?
Yeah.
People are content.
Mm-hmm.
However you define happiness, I would call it contentment. People here get it.
Yeah, it's not rough and tough. You know, everybody seems pretty happy.
It's not dog eat dog. But you're saying, but the United States is only 19th happiest on the planet?
Yeah, the U.S. So we're down one spot since the previous. They've been doing this for the last couple of years. And I guess, I don't know, U.S. as a country, suffering.
Does it have who beats us? Country?
I didn't look at to see who the happiest country was because it was just breaking down the states. But they did mention within that the U.S. was 19th in the world. I'm like, come on, man, get happy. But Nebraska apparently is that happy spot. Bahamas is still trying to recover after Hurricane Dorian parked over the small islands for about 2 days. Officials say that the number of dead are 43, but they expect that number to rise as hundreds of perhaps thousands of missing people yet to be accounted for. But a spokesperson for the Bahamas Emergency Management Agency said that they're working as fast as they can, given the circumstances.
Do you always have the same guilty thing, like if you don't live there, that you think, oh my God, I hope they're okay. But in the same thought, I think,
what's
I
for
hope
lunch?
They fix all that stuff before I go visit. No, I mean, because I don't live in the Bahamas. I live in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
So to me, the Bahamas is a dream vacation.
Yeah.
That you go once in a blue moon. And mm-hmm. I think, I hope they fix it by the time I plan a trip there.
And hopefully the price is...
I mean, you're like, is everybody okay? Okay.
Now,
get it fixed when I go back.
Like, I just want to make sure.
We've been to Turks and Caicos. Did they get banged up?
I don't think so. I think the set on the other island, I'm not sure which... It was the more northern islands that it sat on top of, because there's several islands in the Bahamas, but I don't think Turks got hit. It's too bad.
Lucky.
It sucks.
A record alligator landed in a Georgia lake. I mean, how weird would this be?
It got picked up by a storm.
Yeah, got picked up by people. Like they brought in a 14-foot gator. It could be a new state record. I guess this guy, he and his daughter, captured the alligator with the help of a bunch of other people on the lake. Because, I mean, 14 foot, you should see the picture of this thing. It's like covers the entire top of the boat.
Right, so that's just a natural alligator in Georgia.
I guess. I just didn't realize that Georgia lakes. I mean, when I think about alligators, I don't really think Georgia. I mean, but.
Isn't there some reality show where the guy catches gators?
Yeah.
I think I've watched like 5 minutes of it.
It's alligator hunters.
It's somebody in the United States and they sell them.
Yeah.
But the guy was talking about how you got to be careful how dirty they were. That's what resonated with me.
Why?
That like they're...
Like salmonella type of thing?
Yeah. I think they're pretty dirty. Like just handling them, touching them. And
gross.
You know, if you cut your hand on their back, but... You can still hunt them. I mean, does that upset someone seeing somebody?
I saw that some reality show too, Jeff, and they were shooting them. They would hook them somehow, and then they would blow their head off.
Same one I'm talking about.
But they have them, and like, I mean, when we were down in Florida last year, you go into like even a gas station, and they've got little alligator keepsakes. You know, like their jaws or.
I mean, that's what happened to this guy. They hooked it, shot him, dragged him on the boat.
Ooh.
I mean, it's just interesting. I mean, they seem like there's a lot, at least the little gators, because you can buy their mouths.
So to pose for scale, it looks like this guy's boy lay down next to it.
It's massive.
No, isn't it? It's so huge.
But The 14-year-old is lying down in the boat. That's his daughter Shelby. So the Georgia man who caught it had his 14-year-old daughter lay down next to it for scale. And that to me looks frightening. Like the gator's dead in the boat, but man.
No, but it's
like it could swallow you whole. Yeah, I know. All right, gator talk.
We apparently waste a lot of food. There is new research that says Americans wind up wasting about half the food that we have in our refrigerator based on the fact that people don't understand expiration dates or best by dates. It's a little confusing. No one knows knows what use by and best by labels mean. And people think that they're a safety indicator when they're just basically like, hey, you can still eat it. You're not going to die or get sick. It's just not it doesn't
fresh.
Get a taste. Yeah, exactly. I get freaked out. Like, I mean, they're getting better about it. Best if used by, that to me I use as more like a sliding scale. But I think it's like weird stuff like dairy, like milk. I mean, I stick pretty close to the...
If it smells bad, then it's bad.
No, milk I'm kind of funny about. Like, once it hits that expiration date, I'm like, I'm out. It's out. I don't drink it. You know,
you don't even try it. You don't even attempt. No. You don't do the smell.
That's how you know milk is bad, by smell.
I know.
I feel like you can keep it alive too. If you leave the thing in there forever and you haven't touched it.
Yeah, that's going to ferment.
In 2 weeks, that thing's going to curdle at the top.
Yeah.
As long as you're shaking it up.
Shake it up and smell it. I've had milk sit in the fridge for, at least a week past the expiration. I always figure those expiration dates are set up by the companies so they can get you to go buy more of their stuff.
you think it's an inside job? Right.
Yeah, throw it away. It's not good anymore. Go get more. That's what I always thought.
I mean, a lot of people, vegetables was another one. You know, people go to the store, they throw it in their crisper. It's sort of out of sight, out of mind. I've done that before. And then all you open it, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I did buy that head of lettuce.
It's always where you put your fringe food when you pretend to yourself that you're going to eat healthy.
Yes.
So you go to the store and you buy like six unhealthy meals, but you're like, I added fruit. I added that clump of veggies. And then you get home and you're like, why did I buy this crap for? I'm never going to eat it. You stick it in the crisper.
Yes.
Where it lives until you find it in 4 weeks. You're like, oh, yeah, I was going to eat vegetables.
You're like, what experiment happened down here?
This is why I must have hit it in the crisper.
Is the crisper actually, I mean, I know it's called a crisper. It's supposed to keep things crisp. Yeah. Does it?
Yeah, apparently there are like different compartments in some refrigerators, these newfangled refrigerators, they all have like different temperatures, different humidity. They're supposed to like keep things.
I guess that makes sense. So people just don't know, huh?
Well, it's just a lot of waste. People like expect to eat. Okay, so you buy meat, you expect to eat about 100% of it. You only end up eating about half of it and you throw the rest out. I mean, it's kind of sad when you think about the amount of food that probably just goes into landfills. You're like, I mean, whatever. Have you ever just made a point of saying, I'm not going to go to the grocery store until I eat everything in my fridge?
I tried in the past, but yeah, then
it's hard.
Really gets there. So.
It's hard. It's why you've only done it once and never again. I mean, unless you're on a budget and you can't afford more food.
Yes. You're going to go buy food.
Those are about the only people that probably honestly eat what they got until it's out. Everyone else, I mean, eating is a luxury to Americans. I mean, we do it for entertainment.
And we waste so much.
We don't eat efficiently, but that's sort of the way you were taught.
Yeah.
Our relationship with food in the United States is probably unhealthy, but
it's a little broken.
I don't know. I mean,
how
you really want to get into the nitty gritty of food waste? I mean, even on the farm level of how much stuff they waste, there's
probably
a lot of
high.
Waste that just inherently happens.
Yeah.
That unless you're the parent of that you cook for a family of 25, I don't know what Dent Jeff is doing by using all of my lettuce.
More people are saving the world.
I don't know.
Or am I just pretending I am?
More people are starting to compost. Recycling. No, have you? I mean, like, people are like starting to compost. Have you?
Just so they can tell their neighbors,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
just so they can be a social justice warrior.
I mean, I think it's interesting. Peter won't let us do it.
Right, because he's the normal one in the relationship. It's not the hippie.
Peter will not let me compost. I really, really want to.
Why do you want to? What is your reason of compost?
So just the idea of. No, I mean, just the idea.
I compost, everybody.
No, the idea of living greener, you know, we go through a lot of fruit and vegetable waste, and the idea that that could actually go towards something that, you know, grows other things is kind of interesting to me. I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I wanted to see, I have friends that do it and they love it. They think it's great. I think it's interesting. I just think it'd be an interesting experiment to show with the kids. Like, look, this is starting to turn into all sorts of weird fertilizer.
Well, why'd you even ask him? Why didn't you just do it?
Yeah, I mean.
Because you got to get the thing. You got to get, have to get like you have to get a container or something. And he's like, no.
Just build one. Just start throwing it all in a garbage can in a bucket. Right?
That bucket would end up in the garbage can in the alley.
Yeah,
no. He's not on board. We've had several conversations. He's not on board.
Several conversations, even.
I keep circling back.
All right.
We were at a barbecue this summer at a friend's house, and they had a composter. And he's like, don't start. Here we go. And I was like, you do?
We need to get a back channel to Peter that we could circle back to him and being like, how aware are you really of this compost conversation? I'm curious how much he would go. I remember a few seconds here and there.
Once.
I brought it up a couple times. He will not, because I priced out stuff on Amazon. There's this thing and you turn it and it moves it and gets, whoo, makes it all turn into compost-y fertilizer.
Hoe or something to do that, too.
All right, 8:17. Need a hoe?
Yeah. Just hoe it up.
We need a hoe. Peter, yes. We need a hoe.
That's where you got to start.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
We do have tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This is Deborah. Deborah, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Have you seen these guys before, Deborah?
Yes.
Okay.
My husband absolutely loves them, and the concert is always near his birthday. This would be awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you get the tickets. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you! Oh, I'm so excited!
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it. How'd you describe it earlier, Jeff? A rock and roll Christmas?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's...
Yes.
Is that
absolutely
how you would describe
that's
it?
That's what it is.
Description.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Because they're doing that song, Merry, 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 Merry Christmas, but it's pyro and electric guitars and synth magic.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And
your
awesome.
Your husband's a fan. That's good. And I guess you just
made his birthday. Yeah, he's the one that introduced me. So, yes. So, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Well, congratulations, Deborah.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Okay. I can't believe we're already talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I can't either.
And the show's in November.
Yeah, November.
But it'll be October in like a second.
November,
and then November,
13th. And I mean, then December, and everyone's already complaining about what kind of winter we're going to have already.
Yeah, because the Farmer's Almanac came out with that look, and it looks cold.
Yeah, it does, and it's going to be cold. I went and saw Carhenge. I stopped at Carhenge and Alliance on Friday on the way back from driving around. That is a fun little place. I ran into this guy, nicest guy. He was from Dayton, Ohio. He just loves Nebraska people. He said, I've been traveling around. I retired. And Nebraska people are the kindest. He wanted me to take photos. And I was like, yeah. So I just kind of followed him around, took photos of him, you know.
So he was a tourist like you?
Yeah, he was a tourist.
And a local.
He just retired. And he's not going back home to Dayton, Ohio until mid-December. So he's actually going on, he told me, he's like, I'm doing this site. It's like roadattractions.com or something like that, where they have all the weird attractions anywhere from the...
And where did he rank Carhenge?
Wow. Yeah.
In the disappointment scale? Because most people say that...
It's cool.
I've always heard that it wasn't cool.
It is pretty... I think it's cool because it's weird. This guy he lived in Europe, and when he came back, he wanted to do something different. He's obviously an artist guy that has done these things. But they have a couple cars that are half buried that are... What do you call those things that you put stuff in and 20 years later you dig it up?
Time capsules?
Time capsule cars that are theirs. Not to be opened until like... 2050. And I thought to myself, God, I wonder what's in that thing.
Now, how did this rank up versus wasn't it the biggest ball of popcorn that you just saw?
Well, that's what this guy was telling me.
You and this guy had a lot to cover. You guys had a lot of similar.
That's what the guy was telling me. He goes, this website, it's not your typical deal. It's attractions. It's like I just went and saw the world's largest or America's largest or whatever it is type weird thing, a frying pan. So he was going from state to city just to hit all these things by himself. His wife stayed home.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she did.
4 months.
Yes. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
She's like, bye. Have a good one. Where's Chuck? Oh, I don't know. Where's the weirdest frying pan thing? I think that's where he was going to this week.
Yeah. He's checking out every single weird thing that is in America. And he just retired and he's not coming back until he's done with it.
What he did after just retired. How old of a guy?
He just turned 66. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is what he's doing. Yeah. It's a funny guy. Little guy, little fat guy.
So you probably
guy,
have to travel
hair.
On the cheap. You didn't bring the wife, so you can't be spending a lot of money.
Exactly.
You know, you can't be going on an exorbitant.
I thought that there was a big giant
rig
there's
no
there.
Is there a price of admission at Car Hen?
No.
Yeah, do you?
No,
it's
most
free.
Of those things are free. Like biggest, you know, corn.
Well, so Car Hen is in the finale of the one of the original movies that was made in Omaha in 95 called Omaha the Movie. Remember that? Dan Mirvish? The finale is a big chase scene around Car Hen.
Okay.
But I had always heard people kind of run it down. They're saying it's like literally on the side of the road.
It is.
I mean, there's no pomp and circumstance.
Yeah. When you
show up to look at it, people are kind of like, really?
It looks a little shabby.
This guy wanted to give
some. Do you even have to stop, or could you just drive by and go saw it?
You could drive by because you could see it right from this little two-lane, you know, road. But this guy who's from Alliance, Nebraska, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, wanted to bring something back to Alliance just something nice for Alliance, Nebraska. Otherwise, no one would probably go in that area.
I'm well, what's assuming... more interesting, Car Henge or Stonehenge?
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Did I say Stonehenge is supposedly a joke?
Well, really, I think it's just interesting to figure out, like, when you go to a place like that, like, how did those rocks get there? I think it's more like the history once you start realizing that those aren't from that area. And it's like, how did they get them there? Why did they do it? It's more the mystery, I think, of Stonehenge.
Car Henge is that just somebody took a junkyard and made it cool.
Exactly.
If you took a junkyard and made it art.
Yeah, but
we're going to just pile up these old cars in the yard anyway.
Yeah, but it's
let's put them trunk first.
It's all painted gray now, I'm assuming, and they sealed everything down. The guy put some work behind this thing, and there's different, he must be some type of artist because there's a little trail that goes around and you can see different
things. I saw some graffiti.
There's
a graffiti. Can people do that?
There's one car you can sign, whatever.
I mean, is there any astrological, like when the sun sets, it makes it a dial? I mean, there's probably no... Yeah. Remember all those old pyramids and stuff and the Mayan ruins? You know, they're positioning those rocks
for
based
a reason.
On the time of year and what light does to it.
I was in one of those, like, weird Celtic holes outside of Dublin in Ireland, and it's amazing. Like, you go down into one of those things, and at a certain point in the year, the summer solstice, the sun will come through and light up the whole room.
Like the,
and you're like, how did they do that?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Exactly. Like, seriously, because they recreate it for the tour. Like, this is what it would look like on this day.
Okay.
And it's insane because, I mean, you're talking the AD, like hundreds AD. You're like, how did they even, I mean, I guess you don't have television or internet or anything else to drive your attention
you
someplace.
You got it wrong.
No car,
you know, the classic measure twice, cut once. I mean, you'd finished and like, oh, like, we were off 2 inches.
Oh man, I guess it's going to be 2 days after the summer solstice. My bad.
Well, so Car Henge was a roadside attraction. What other roadside attractions?
That's the only one that I ran across outside of that mammoth bones up there in Hot Springs area. But I made it a point to drive down an hour out of the trip to get to Car Henge. That's what I did. I kept telling my
and your lady
like,
was
aliens.
Down.
Oh, she was totally down with that stuff. You bet.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, she's down with it.
If you guys aren't married yet, she's starting to see the back end. I mean, he dazzled her with high-end vacations at the start of the relationship.
And now it's Car Henge
roadies
and Alliance.
To Car Henge. Like, you know, no more expensive trips. I already bought the cow.
Think you've heard all of the Big Party Show today?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
With the Big Party Show podcast.
At channel941.com.
So Cardi B is all crazy.
What's She's standing on? Up for her right to have plastic surgery.
Why wouldn't you?
Put up a Instagram video. I guess it's been taken down now. So yesterday she was firing back at people who chastise or criticize people for getting plastic surgery.
What procedure did she get? Boobs?
Oh, she's had it all. She's been pretty transparent about it. Boobs, but I mean, you know, she talked about back when, before she was famous, getting those black market butt implants, those injectables. That's dangerous stuff.
She
doesn't,
she can afford more than black market now, right?
Oh, right. Yes. So this was back when she was a stripper, getting that done. But she's like, you know, everybody should just be supportive of everybody's bodies. Doesn't matter. Like, if that
it is
what
not
makes
of our
a
business.
Girl.
It is really none of our business what she does. Oh, we yeah. all I have mean, opinions on it.
No, but I'm just saying, if I was somebody famous and I am putting out there my body, myself, Jeff, okay. show my butt.
Yeah.
And you guys make a comment about my butt. Who's the bad guy? It's like, well, Jeff, you put it out there.
You did put it out
Agreed.
There.
So I don't know what the right in a
I mean, she put out there like after
we don't want
her-
our kids to be judged. We all say these nice sentiments, like you shouldn't say those things, but we all you might think it. I mean, if I put it out there, check mm-hmm. out my butt. I'm doing the paint shaker. Then somebody comments gross or look at Jeff's weird butt.
You shouldn't be offended.
How dare you?
You shouldn't be offended.
I mean, you put it out there.
Yeah.
People are looking at you. I don't know what the hell the argument is. I want to see that movie Hustlers, though.
Yes, that comes out this weekend,
is
the 13th.
Really?
The trailer looks really good. J-Lo looks amazing. They're basically like strippers hustling Wall Street dirtbags out of their money.
Okay. It's based on a real incident.
Deal?
Yeah, there was a story, I think, in like the New Yorker or something, and it was based on this real hustle that these chicks had going on when the stock market was crashing. They were rolling these rich guys that would come in, get them all drinky-drinky, and then take their little credit cards for a ride.
So who was it that really did this? So Cardi B is in it. She said she used to hustle guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who else is in that thing? Because Cardi B was, remember she had said that she drunk people up?
Constant
and-
woos from Crazy Rich Asians. Julia Stiles.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lizzo.
Lizzo's yep. in
it's
this
It's got a great
thing.
Cast, but that's the crazy thing is J-Lo's like their instructor. It's kind of like what? Like Magic Mike meets...
Yes. I mean, they're doing the poll.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Ah, okay.
For ladies. Right.
I mean, it looks pretty insane. J-Lo said that the poll work was really tough. And that's the one thing that people have said that that's like a real workout. Like, there are classes where you can take
pole. Did that take off, though? They were trying to make that real trendy for a while that, like, instead of doing aerobics, you were doing your...
Yeah, you have to have a pole in your house. I mean, unless you're always going to the studio, you'd have to install a pole.
All right,
and
so
those things have to be mounted.
You said earlier that your husband won't let you do any composting. What about just some posting in general? Like, get a pole. Why don't you tell me you want to get a stripper pole?
If he lets you get a compost heap, you'll put in a stripper pole in the bedroom. I think the best version of that was King of Queens. Okay. Kevin James, the old TV sitcom.
I love that
Kevin
one.
James, lovely wife, puts in a stripper pole because I think she found out Kevin, like, the guys went to a strip club. She's like, you like that?
I'll just do it
well,
right
how
there.
About I do it? And then that Kevin James came to work and he was like, man, when your wife does it, it ruins it. But she also wasn't good at it. It was really funny.
It was fantastic.
She's trying to do all the stuff on the pole. And he's just like,
it does ruin it just a bit. But hey. All right, 8:52. I'm serious about the pole, Molly. You need to run that by him.
I don't think guys like the pole work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like the pole is for the lady.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing a routine, it's artistic, and she's performing and doing all that. But
I've seen some good pole
work. The guy sitting there watching is just like, just do the crab walk. Big Party in the Morning. Channel 94.1.